There it is. Saturday morning cue, Saturday morning tradition. The rooster and the coffee pour. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Good morning. We're out in the garden this morning here in the 8 o'clock hour like we always are with our design, architectural, landscape design expert, Bill Jenkins from Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping, here talking about what to do with that backyard. We're here to answer any question you might have about designing or installing that backyard of perfection. But before we get going and finish the introductions, I have four tickets to the Phoenix Home and Landscape Show, the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show, in 2 weeks, September 26th, 27th, 28th. I have four free tickets. Contact us through rosieonthehouse.com or Facebook, and the first four people that contact us this hour will be mailing you four free tickets.
So what if one person calls and said, I want all four?
No, nope, they were the four first one. Separate people.
Oh, okay.
Four separate people. That's my son, Roman Romero, co-host of the show. We've got my wife, sweet Jennifer, on the phones, ready to take your call at 1-888-767-4348. We've got Mike Reesh pushing all the right buttons, making sure we're broadcasting and hitting the satellite and turning it right back around and bouncing it into your house. And we're here with Bill Jenkins. Good morning, sir.
Thanks for having me.
On the threshold of the fall.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Officially 2 weeks away, the 28th.
Coming up, you can definitely just start to see the changes. It's just a little bit nicer outside right now, and those evenings are getting so much nicer.
One of the coolest Augusts ever recorded.
Yeah, it was a hot year, but it's cooling off.
It's one of the warmest years recorded, mm-hmm. but it was a nice August. It really was. A warm, warm spring for sure. Monsoon season's over here officially in another couple days. That was quite a monsoon event we experienced into last weekend, wasn't it?
Woo! And that was a leftover hurricane.
That's a
Nibbit or something like
hurricane
that.
Hurricane Norbert.
Norbert. Yeah. I'm not complaining. I know there was a lot of flooding, and I know there's some people that have lost vehicles and things. But, man, I never complain about the rain in the desert.
Now, Bill, answer me this. How can a meteorologist say that's a 1,000-year event, and then in the very next breath they say, we haven't had rain like that since 1939?
I think we're borrowing from the future.
Are we?
Somewhere around the year 3000, it's not going to rain for a millennium or something to catch up. I don't know.
How do they figure that out? How do they decide that's a 1,000-year event?
That just sounds so much better on a newscast than that was the 10-year event.
That was it, yeah.
Or 100-year.
A little more spectacular.
Like, go for the shoot for the moon. 1,000-year.
I don't know. I've been here since the mid-60s, and boy, I can remember the Salt River flowing many, many times. But I guess it was the quantity of rain in the short duration of time.
Oh, yeah, we saw some of the carnage. It was pretty bad.
It was.
Yeah, you know, just inches and inches of rain coming down in areas in just minutes. And just force of water. It's amazing.
We got the videos from our friend at El Conquistador in Tucson. And, I mean, it was washing their backyard away. I mean, the masonry wall was getting underpinned. And it was I don't know that I'd have been standing where they were standing, taking that video. It felt like the ground was just going to slip away from you any minute on that video. It's pretty exciting.
And what that's really done, fall's the best time to plant. It's pretty easy digging out there.
It is a little nicer after we get some rain. That's true. Our soils are rather clay-like, and they're kind of hard. So you get a little moisture in there, it's a lot easier to work. But, yep, it's fall. It's time to be planning, time to be thinking about what we're going to be doing here in our yards. Now's the time to get out and enjoy. Sun's going to come down a little earlier. Let's get some lighting in the yard. Let's get some outdoor spaces where we can go out and enjoy this fantastic weather. And, you know, the holidays are just around the corner. They're really not that far away. So let's plan.
And if you do anticipate having guests in this Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's football party or football celebration,
this is the season.
Get a few practice parties in ahead of time as you're.
That's a great idea. Have a couple of friends over. Maybe not the party of the century, but just have some close friends over that you don't mind sort of exposing the weaknesses in the yard. Go out and try to use it. Go out and set some tables up, some chairs, and have a little event and see how you want to use your space. Maybe you'll take notes and start to notice that, there's that view over there that really isn't attractive. We need to screen that. Or, gosh, we really need a little bit more patio space here. This is kind of cramped. Or, wow, that traffic pattern is intruding upon this area. You'll, by using it and taking a few notes, you'll start to see what works and what doesn't.
Traffic patterns are big, especially if you don't have a restroom near the back door either.
And a pool.
And yeah.
Yes. Gotta run for the house.
I don't remember that ever stopping you, Romy.
Well, we had a full screened-in yard with oleanders around the back. You just kind of disappeared in the oleanders, and it was. But when we had the company parties, the company Christmas parties in the backyard, there was a lot of people there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, run for the bathroom. So that's all part of the planning, and now's the time to do it. Holidays are coming. We're going to have fantastic weather and want to get out and use that yard. And so now's the time to get the planning done, because we still have some wonderful time left to plant. And now's the time to start putting plants in the ground. Most of our projects do include plant material, and there really isn't a better time to plant most of what we plant than now and coming up right now. So get it in the ground, get it established, and then get it so it's much more hardy by the time the heat comes next year.
A convenient thing for landscape development that doesn't necessarily apply to, you know, remodeling the home. You can go at a pace. So, you know, if you've only got a $50,000 budget to do your bathroom, you know, you've got to stay in that because you're going to use it the shortest possible time down. Well, you could have as big of an elaborate landscape as you want.
Right.
And it could take you 15, 20 right. years to get there.
You may do it in steps, but you may want to get those trees in now, so that they're established for next summer and get some shade. Maybe some of the other peripheral things are going to wait, but pick your priorities and get them in the ground now.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's I know this is landscape design is your expertise, but we've got this sweet gal, one of our fans from Tucson.
Awesome.
She must be a loyal listener because she called in about roses, and your family is a history of rosarians.
We do, and love roses, so I'd love to talk. I sure hope I can help.
Let's see what we can do for Peggy.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Peggy.
Yes. I have a rose bush that's not doing well, and I thought maybe I should replace it, but is this the right time?
You're going to have a fantastic selection coming up here, of course, as the winter bare root season comes in. That's going to be a few months from now. But, you know, still this season right now, your fall is one of the nicest time for roses when you get all the blooms. Do maybe a little light fertilization. Make sure you're watering it properly. Prune any dead wood out of it. It's still warm, so don't do any harsh pruning, but you can always clean up the bush a little bit, promote air circulation. So a little light pruning, a little fertilization, keep that water up. They do like water, and be surprised if you don't see some blooms.
Oh, well, I hope I do. I've tried to do the right thing this year to see if I couldn't get something happen. So don't cut it back a third yet?
No, it's too early for that. It's still in its growing season. I would definitely wait until the cooler, cold, you know, virtually winter weather before that. And of course, you're in Tucson, so that may be a little sooner. But pay attention to your local garden center for that information.
And in Tucson, the Rosie on the House certified partner in landscape and nursery is the Magic Garden there on 22nd Street, which I saw a headline that there was a couple places along 22nd Street that got washed out. Mm. It was the rain was such a big deal and the Maricopa County area, but Pinal County, actually, it hit like a day earlier. We were in Williams for the rodeo on Sunday, and the people sitting next to us were from Tucson. They said, we're not looking forward to going home because it's getting washed away right now. Mm. So it was great for the whole state. It's great for, hopefully, you know, it's one of those things that, as annoying as weeds are, ours were ankle high. They're waist high now. So it's going to take a little diligence for.
How much goat food did you say you have now?
About 6 months, yes. I figure. I have enough goat food for 6 months, and all three of them. I haven't given them hay now, and it's funny because it was about 6 weeks I had been having to feed hay because they'd finally gotten all the weeds down, but man, they're waist high and turn loose.
So there's an upside.
There is an upside.
I followed our own advice last week, and after the show, I pre-emerged the whole thing. Now, I don't know that it didn't get, because the label says a half to 1 inch of water. I don't know if it all got leached out.
How many
rained
inches,
away.
Right.
Yeah. But I pre-emerged.
I'm sure it'll help.
Everything. Oh, I hope so.
But if you didn't pre-emerge and these things are coming up, it's going to be a very short time before they dry out and they become fire hazards or...
Oh, sure. It's going to create some work this season. But yeah, now it's time to start using a post-emergent and get them under control.
And a post-emergent, is that
like
granule?
Like Roundup. You know, something that's going to kill the weeds. I mean, obviously, read the label. But different kinds of post-emergents that you're going to want to use. We'll refer Scusto Weed Control for that.
There you go. And we still have time to post-emerge and get everything killed and then still germinate later if we were going to do the wildflowers.
Right, right. That wouldn't interfere with that if it's done right.
1-888-767-4348. It is beautiful outdoors. If you haven't been outside early morning yet, there's just a cool crispness. You can tell the fall
is
coming.
Coffee weather.
Coffee weather, outdoor living era, tailgating, mm-hmm. backyard tailgating. So that's what we're covering today, and you can join at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.